must look, of course, to the center of the plain, which is just 60 yards from the front door of each dwelling. Each house has a small garden before it, with a circular path, a sundial, and 24 cabbages. The buildings themselves are so precisely alike that one can in no manner be distinguished from the other. Owing to the vast antiquity, the style of architecture is somewhat odd, but it is not for that reason the less strikingly picturesque. They are fashioned of hard-burned little bricks, red, with black ends, so that the walls look like a chessboard upon a great scale. The gables are turned to the front, and there are cornices as big as all the rest of the house, over the eaves and over the main doors. The windows are narrow and deep, and very tiny panes and a great deal of sash. On the roof is a vast quantity of tiles, with long curly ears. The woodwork throughout is of a dark hue, and there is much carving about it, with but a trifling variety of pattern, for, time out of mind, the carvers of Vondervotteimittis have never been able to carve more than two objects.